And today it's the return to, well, return to the Assembly, return to the Senedd for Assembly members after their summer break. So political life in Wales will whirl back into action. And Plaid Cymru leader Leanne Wood will today unveil her party's plan for the next Assembly term as she launches a list of priorities, which she is calling Plaid's Programme for Opposition. And Leanne Wood joins us now. Good morning.
Bore da, good morning.
So what is this we've got here this morning?
Well, after the election in May, Plaid Cymru held the role of the official opposition to the government in the National Assembly. And in order for us to carry out that role, to be a real, effective, constructive and responsible opposition to the Welsh Government, we will today be publishing our priorities for our action over the course of this term. And it's worth remembering that the government doesn't have an overall majority. It is short by one seat, and so Plaid Cymru is in a strong position to get some of our manifesto commitments through. And what we'll be doing by publishing this document today is outlining what our priorities are in terms of actions that can improve the lives of people in all parts of the country.
Opposition parties don't often, though, do a deal with the governing party before a ball has been bowled. That's what you did. What are the terms of that deal that you did with Labour?
Well, the compact that we entered into with the Labour government to allow their first minister candidate to be elected, that secured in principle agreement around a number of Plaid Cymru's key priorities from the election. There were things in there like, for example, a development bank, the establishment of a commission to explore the changes to the way in which drugs and treatments are given to people with rare diseases and cancer, childcare and so on. There were a number of things there, but that was a one-off agreement.
Does that mean that those things will happen? Sorry, just at that point. So the development bank, the childcare, that's all agreed?
It's agreed in principle. The detail now is what comes next, of course, with the agreements of the budget. And the government, because it doesn't have an overall majority, relies upon another party in order to get its budget through. And what we are outlining in our document today is the priorities that Plaid Cymru will have entering into those budget negotiations.
Right. Okay. So what I'm trying to grasp is what's been agreed already and is often underway or agreed in principle, as you put it, and what it is then that you'll try to get further agreement on in order to vote on a budget. I mean, this is what are your obligations is what I'm asking, I suppose, given the agreements that you've already had from the government?
Well, our obligations are none. Our obligation was to allow the First Minister to be elected. And we entered into a number of committees with the government, liaison committees between Plaid Cymru and the governing party in order to discuss legislation, budget and, of course, the constitutional arrangements. But there are no obligations on the part of Plaid Cymru. We entered into this compact just to secure the First Minister's vote.
Right.
Now, what we are doing now with our programme for opposition is using the leverage that we have in this situation where the government doesn't have an overall majority to make sure that we get our manifesto commitments through. And remember, when we launched our manifesto before the election, we made it clear that it wasn't just a programme for one term of government, it was a programme for generational change of a nation. And in particular, we were focusing on health, education and the economy. And those are still our aims. And the government is there. It's been elected. The First Minister has been elected. But it hasn't been given an overall majority. And so, therefore, Plaid Cymru's manifesto commitments are key in all of this. Mm. And this is what we're seeking to outline with clarity today to people, where we stand, what our priorities will be, and the principles, if you like, that will govern our work as a team, as the lead opposition party in the Assembly over the next term.
So those areas on which you've already reached agreement, the Development Bank, Commission on Drugs and Treatment, and more childcare for 3- and 4-year-olds, they're on this list, mind. So does that mean that they could be... they could yet be, I mean, that agreement that you've reached with the Labour government could be withdrawn if you don't vote for a budget?
Well, I'd hope not. That agreement has been reached, that compact exists, and the government has agreed in principle to support those policies.
Right.
They're not yet done, are they? So we need to see them through. We need to make sure that they are delivered and they're delivered properly, and that there are good resources allocated to them, and so on.
So it just asks as to how hard are you
part of our ongoing work.
How hard are you prepared to fight then for other things on the list? If with those already agreed, how hard are you prepared to fight? I mean, how hard is that ball that you're going to play with when it comes to discussions over a budget?
Well, the government need to get their budget through, and in order to do that, they need the support of another party to do that because they don't have a majority. Now, you might remember the debate that took place when there was an election for First Minister, and that vote was tied. And a number of senior Labour politicians were heavily critical of Plaid Cymru because the vote for First Minister resulted in parties like UKIP and the Tories voting for myself. Well, given that that happened, it's going to make it very difficult for the Labour government now to reach out to those parties because they would be seen to be highly hypocritical given what happened back when the first ministerial vote took place. So that means that Plaid Cymru is in a very strong position in terms of the government getting its budget and its legislation through, and we intend to use that position in order to get as many of our manifesto commitments through as possible, and it's because we are driven by wanting to see improvements in people's lives, and so our programme of opposition is very much driven by the needs of people in all parts of our country.
There's only one way to find out, isn't there? Back to business, and we'll see what happens over the months to come. Thank you very much. That's Leanne Wood.
Thanks.
The leader of Plaid Cymru.